Baltimore on Rose Hill, repeating Newcastle at the moment, a soft 5 for tomorrow. After our news break, it'll be a full preview of Wangaratta Races with Mark Hunter.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. 8 people have been rescued from floodwaters with up to 150 mils of rain continuing to drench parts of New South Wales. Taree saw 116 mils fall yesterday, while Port Macquarie Airport recorded 166 mils. That's nothing compared to what Sawtelle received south of Coffs Harbour. 214 mils of rain fell after 9 a.m, damaging the roof of the Coffs Harbour High School. A 16-year-old driver has been arrested after her car crashed into fences of two homes in Fairfield around 2 a.m. this morning. The teen was found to be unlicensed. The US have indicted 2 Russian spies and 2 hackers over a massive cyber attack in 2014 affecting 500 million Yahoo users. And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he's been assured by gas companies that they'll leave more of the resource on our shores after he warned them of the enormous government powers available to control exports. But Labor frontbencher Mark Butler labelled the meeting between the parties as just another talk fest. In sport, Gold Coast coach Neil Henry is looking to move new recruit Dale Copley straight into the starting side for Friday night's match against Parramatta. Copley signed a 2-year deal after being released by the Roosters, but the Titans must apply for an exemption from the NRL to allow him to play his first match for the club, as he wasn't named in the original 21-man squad. Trent Merrin told the Big Sports Breakfast this morning that Bryce Cartwright won't play this weekend, but his ankle injury isn't as bad as first thought, and he'll be back sooner rather than later. Australian captain Steve Smith says he's never seen a wicket look as dark as the one to be used today in Ranchi when the third test begins. Smith likened the strip to mud rolled together, but says his team is confident they can play with whatever the wicket serves up, and that they won't be afraid to adopt French cricket should a slow and low pitch demand it. And Gary Portelli has just told Sky Sports Radio that single bullet has been past fit to start in the Golden Slipper after undergoing a vet's examination this morning. He became cast in his box yesterday and took a little bit of skin off, but has shown no signs of lameness, going for a trot and canter this morning. Portelli says he wouldn't run him unless he was 100% fit. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Throughout the Sydney Autumn Carnival, you can trust our winning team of form analysts. On Saturdays, Mike Fraser and Ron Duffercy.
I'm a single bullet fan. He's still a maiden, but happy to give him another chance.
Also Saturday mornings, Paul Joyce passes on his Slipper Day fancies at 10. Country and provincial championship qualifiers are also in the spotlight. Catch the previews, tips, plus all the racing action here on Sky Sports Radio, 1017 AM.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet suites, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2-year warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
14 for the equine queen of the world, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Well, today, unfortunately, Grafton is off. 7 past 10, so we'll turn our focus over the border to Wangaratta. Weather overcast there too, and a good 4 though. Mark Hunter joins me now. Morning, Mark. How are you? All right, we'll get Mark in just a moment there for the preview of Wangaratta. As we said, the rain, unfortunately, has been incredible rain right throughout the state. And Grafton yesterday, they knew there were issues on. I saw a photo posted by Tim Saladine from Coffs Harbour yesterday, and the entire mounting yard was covered with water. Just you couldn't see a thing. There was water everywhere there as well. So that rain just unfortunately has been persisting. And I think there's another word we can call it too. But today, Wangaratta, they're saying overcast and a good four. We'll take a look at the meeting there today with Mark Hunter in a moment. They've got eight races there today at Wangaratta. We'll head to Mark in just a moment. It's 10:08 at Sky Sports Radio.
Jamie Rogers and Greg Radley here. Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win the ultimate race day experience for you and five friends.
Spend day two of the championships in the fully catered chairman's lounge, including flights and accommodation.
Plus, cash prizes of $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au for details and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
At 9:10, rather, Mark Hunter, good morning. Nah, we got a little issue here today with, we might have been there. Now you're there, Mark?
I'm here, Sean.
Ah, you a beauty. We got there. We got the two tins and the string going, and we're right now. Overcast with a good four today, Wang.
Yeah, a bit of rain coming down their way at the moment, probably about an hour away. It doesn't look too drastic, so hopefully we don't get a downgrade.
Right, now the first day today, the maiden, and we pull out numbers 3 and 7, which are Amazing Miss Ruby and Lady Cuckoo. 2 Versos D'Amour, $1.95. 1 Ellie's Reward, $2.60. Then 5 Grand Oriel is $9. 10 or better, the rest.
Yeah, look, I'll go number 2 Versos D'Amour. It led, had no excuses last time. Was a little while between runs. It jumps to 1,590 metres here. Should control the race, won't get a weaker race, and gets its chance to break through. 1 Ellie's Reward was unlucky 2 starts ago, and then last time ran okay, just died on its run late, but that's a very good form race there last start. 6 Hannah Wynn had excuses last time, it's in a good stable, it might run a place. And 5, how'd you say that one, Sean?
Grande Riel.
Okay, I'll go Grande Riel. Okay, I'll go with you, it's got a place chance. 2, 1, 6, and 5.
Let's see, monsieur. Now, the second, put out 1 certified 20, 10 return flight. 5 Hustle, 2 even. Number 4, Cash Crisis, 4. 8 Flash, 480. Then 2 Dragons, Esprit is an $8.50 pop. 9.50 for 9. Holy Yak, 21 or better, the rest.
I don't know numbers 3 and 6 here. I haven't seen them trial. I'm tipping number 4, Cash Crisis, off the trials. It bit slow away in its trial, but quickly mustered speed to be in front. It was never, ever let go. It didn't win the trial, but looked like it had plenty left. And gets into a fairly moderate maiden. 5 Hustle is the danger. I think Hustle's career best run would win this race. It did lose its way last campaign, and a recent trial was just okay. 2 Dragons Esprit never did a lot on debut. It's trialled better since, and down to number 9, Holy Yak, who's got a place chance from the good draw. 4 the one to beat from 5, 2 and 9.
All right, we've moved then to the third event today, and this is a 3-year-old maiden that put a line through 1 Best Man, number 2 Defy and 10 Masai. 3 Fortify, 270, 11 Amaru, 280, fire, number 8 Wide Open Road at $5, 9 Quatiel Fame, 7 then 12 or longer.
Yeah, Fortify, number 3, the first starter for Henry Dwyer. I think it's the one to beat. It trialled recently at Caulfield. It drew wide in the trial. It just jumped up near the lead and put a gap on them and won easily. It looks certainly looks good enough to come to Wangaratta and make a winning debut. 11 Omaru is the danger. It led last time, led everywhere by the post, got run down right on the line. It'll give you a good sight again. 8 Wide Open Road. It got back at Swan Hill. That's not a bad form race. It's got the blinkers going on. It'll be running on. Then out to number 9, Quartile Fame. Place chance only, was a fair debut. 3, 11, 8 and 9.
Rightio. The fourth, the maiden over 1,300. Now put a line through 5, Mercury Rocks and number 10, Gibberish. 11 Sierra Moon, 250. 4 French Politician, 3. Number 6 Belt Sands is 5. 2 Mahalo Rocks, $7 pop. We go to 3. Delatite Zara, $10. 9 Everyone's Girl, 31. 1 Lucky Tio, 34. 7 Shadows Symphony, 41. And number 8 White Truffles, $51 pop here.
Yeah, 3 chances here. 11, 4, 6. Number 11 Sierra Moon was a good enough debut behind Piccadilly. That form hasn't worked out much good. Then went to Bendigo in a much, much stronger race. It got just lost touch of the lure. It was a mile back and never likely. Gets into a much weaker race here. The blinkers go on. It should be fit now, and it's the one to beat. 4 French Politician was a good debut running on from the back. Then they rode it forward last time. It didn't go as well. I think a quieter ride here can improve. 6 Bell Sands had no luck on debut and then ran a good closing third at Swan Hill. They're the winning hopes. 11, 4, 6 with a place hope to number 3. Delatite Tsar off the trials. 11, 4, 6 and 3.
Right, at race five, this is benchmark 64. We've got a full field here. Now, number five, Red Prince, is three even. One, Magnaro, five. Number two, Diamond District, 750. Six, you wanted 750. Four, Platinum Raider at eight. Seven, Lady Lee at 850. Number eight, Get Ready for Love at nine. Then three, Storm Approach, 14. Nine, Power Sardi, 18. This looks like it's a little bit more open.
It is. It's a very tough race. I'm going with number one, Magnaro, who's only got a couple of sevens next to its name. But last time there, it missed the kick and then it had to be bustled forward in a sprint race, which just got it out of its comfort zone. It wasn't suited. It jumps to 1,300 metres here. We've got a 3-kilo claim. With a good getaway, I reckon it can find the front. It's suited at the trip. It'll take plenty of running down. To beat five Red Prince, who we haven't seen since Traralgon on Derby Day down here, it was a good win. Only had the one run that campaign. It's come back. It's trialled quite well. It'll be strong. Six You Want narrowly won a maiden two starts ago. Didn't fire last time. Drops back in distance. And seven Lady Lee, whose best form is probably on wet ground, but did trial recently at Werribee on the dry without blinkers and trialled quite well. 1, 5, 6, and 7.
Righto, race six now. This is over the 1590. And here we put a line through one San Padre and seven Iron the Rock. 2 Excitement, 210, 8 Lola Doro at 370, 3 Music to Midnight, $6. Number 5 Pepper at 8, 4 Rock Icon, 13, 9 Dark Nobility, 21, along with 10 Cheeky Rosé and 6 King of Rosa, or King of Rosa rather, $23 pop.
Yeah, best for the day here, number 2 Excitement, straight to the front and improve its position from there. It just destroyed them at Bendigo, set up on the speed, kicked away and bolted in. It meets a similar field here. There looks like absolutely no pressure for the lead. It should just dictate the race. Only got to run to its last run and it wins. Second pick, number 8, Lola Dioro, who's racing well. It's getting up in distance and racing well. Can be very tardy at the gates. That's your issue there. 3 Music to Midnight. It's trialled okay. It was one pace but did trial okay. It'll be midfield running on. And then out to number 5, Pepper, who won a very weak Swan Hill maiden. It's in a top stable. It might keep improving, but this is harder. 2's a good thing here, 2, 8, 3, 5.
All right, the next event, which is the 6th, and here, put a line through, we've done the 6th, one of the 7th event now. Second last on the 8-race program, Overcast, and good there today. Now, in this second last, put a line through number 3, Tanto Bianco, 8, Peppermint Lane, number 9, Schwarzenegger, and 16, Murrowy. Now, 1 Cabrocco, 2 even, 2 Downing Street, 5.50, 4 BJ's Choice, 8.50, 49 The Boss at 9, 7 Mandana, 13, 12 Pavarotti, 15, 6 Cranny Flyer, 10 Villainous Vixen, 18, 11 and Conti, and 13 JVL, 26, 15 Magic Monarch, 34, and 5 Inner Glory, $41 pop.
Yeah, it's not a bad betting race, this one, Sean. I think number 1 Cabrocco will win. It was super first up. It was ridden a bit quieter than normal there. Come to the outside and just blew them away. It's drawn wide. I'm not worried about that. You can cover ground at this start. It's got the claim. It just needs to balance up. Fourth or fifth somewhere there. Stay out of trouble. And I think it will win. I think 14-9 The Boss is a terrific Quinella chance. It was wide at Swan Hill and ran really well to come third. It's drawn gate one. Gets a lovely run here. 12 Prevarati comes through the same race as on The Boss. It got back. It ran on. Will be fitter for that. I think those three stand out. Next best, number 6, Cranny Flyer, who's trialled okay, has got a place chance. I think 1's a good thing from 14 and 12, then 6.
Right here, the final event, race 8, we take our number 3, Crafty Miss, 4, Highballing, 3 even, 6, Mr. In Between at 3.40, 8, Stranger Stream, 3.90, 1, Never Teak, $5, 5, Phantom Eagle, 14, 2, Authority Given is 19, 7, Nuwana Beach, 9, Jaws of Life, 34, 10, Charlie's Dream, 61, 11, Happy Clown, 101.
Yeah, I think the two favourites are the way to go, 4 Highballing and 6 Mr. In Between. I've just put number 4 Highballing on top. It's dropping in grade. It's getting out to 1,400 metres, which should suit to beat number 6 Mr. In Between. Had the one run back from a spell. It ducked and dived through them at Tarang and ran on nicely. It'll be fitter for that and hard to hold out here. Out to number 1 Nar Boutique, fitter for one run back but does draw wide. And 9 Jaws of Life, coming back in distance at big odds, has got a place hope. 4, 6, 1 and 9.
Now, any good things here today, Mark?
Yep, 2 of them, Sean. Race 6, number 2, Excitement, and race 7, number 1, Cabrocco.
All right, have a top day at Wangaratta.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there looking at the media in Wangaratta today, and we're focusing on that, of course, with the media craft and not on, unfortunately, because of the track and weather conditions. 18 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love under one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrative Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrative Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrative Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love under one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
It's been 2 years in the making.
Now it's official opening time.
Newcastle's new course proper
hosts its first ever race meeting this Friday. Catch the Newcastle Newmarket Tips race morning at 10, followed by all the afternoon racing on Sky Sports Radio.
10:17 a.m.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out west.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The provincial championships are coming to Newcastle.
Come on, come on, come on.
It's more than horses and fashion. It's a cool, hip place to play.
So come on, get down. See the big horses around.
The championships. Newcastle, Wednesday, March 29th.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now
on Racing HQ.
20 past 10. Today we'll be focusing on New Zealand as well at Ellerslie. They've got the Bone Crusher Weight for Age Stakes on over there, New Zealand Stakes. Also got the Cup on being run there today, the Auckland Cup, because last weekend, rare for New Zealand to cancel a meeting. Unfortunately, too much rain. Aidan Rodley joins me from over the ditch. Morning, Aidan. How are you?
Hi, Sean. How's things?
Not too bad. Now, as I said, it's rare for you blokes to pull a meeting off. I mean, when you say H for every over there, it's H up to their hocks and you still go around.
Yeah, that's, I guess in Australian terms it's definitely like that, but I guess it was just the amount of rain that was in the lead up. They had well over 100 mils leading into Ellerslie on Saturday, and they've made a decision to pull back race today, and the upside of that means that we're racing on a dead six today. From what I understand, it's the surface is still holding a fair bit of water, and it might be a little bit sticky and tough for these skeletons to get through. But I'm just on my way up to Auckland now. I shouldn't be too far away. I'd be interested to get out and have a walk on the track and just see what the conditions are like. But it'll be interesting to see just how much it'll impact all the rain that we had over the last week on track conditions.
Now, Aidan, last weekend, Zach Purton was going to go over and ride. Unfortunately, with his commitments, he can't get there. But I think Blake Shin's come off the bench, and he's headed over there today.
Yeah, and he was tweeting last night that he was getting on the aeroplane. Of course, he was over here for Karaka Million Night as well. Wrote a few for Lance O'Sullivan and Andrew Scott. And that's what he's primarily here for. He rides Summer Passage in the Group 1 for Steamer Stakes for two-year-olds. It's a horse who's got nominations for a few of the Group 1s in Sydney coming up, such as the ATC Size Produce Stakes. And he'll also ride Gentle Tom-Tom in the Auckland Cup, although I think that horse might have wanted that track to be still in the heavy range.
Now, looking at that system, a two-year-old, gee, you got some nice horses in there. You've got one has put one 3 of 5, one the Matamata Breeders and Gold Fever. You've got some terrific horses going around, the Irish Flame, Summer Passage, Felton Roads. Was a good third in the Cracker Million.
Yeah, sure was. It's a really nice race. We have lost Melody Bell this morning, which is a real shame. That was a Karaka Million winner, so unfortunately she won't go around. But yeah, in Summer Passage, he's just a tall horse. He's a horse who's got people excited because Lance O'Sullivan's saying that he's probably the best two-year-old he's had. He's still in the Golden Slipper, but obviously on the he won't be there. Well, he was on Saturday, but of course he wouldn't have been running even so, which was the 7-day backup, and obviously he needed the stakes from a win like today to get him into a race like that. Felton Road was really good in the Karaka Millionaire's favourite, had won the previous couple, and I think will probably be the horse to beat in this race. And then you've got Haas Haler, who is very good in running second in the Karaka Million, and also Gold Fever, whose Matamata Breeder Stakes win last time out was strong and does give Tiaki a team some sort of chance with the scratching of Melody Bell. They're the informed stable here in New Zealand at the moment.
Irish Flames only had the two runs. Second up, it won at Taranaki on a wet track there. Has it got the ability or was it just a handy wet tracker?
It was the first winner for the Stallions then. Of course, he was a Zabil horse who was retired prematurely and went to stud at a $500 service fee. He's since produced Group 1 winners, but it was the first two-year-old winner. Now he's having a horse who's in a Group 1 two-year-old race, which would be, I think, probably a first. It'd be interesting. His win at New Plymouth was good, but it was an easier company and on a rain-affected track. If it is continuing to dry out, then it will sort of probably dilute his chances, but if it is rain-affected, like it was at New Plymouth that day, then it probably brings him more into contention.
You guys have a habit of having horses stand at stud for about 300 and throwing good gallopers, don't you?
It's crazy. I guess it's just the way it's been that our studs just can't sort of compete with the big studs in Australia, and they get all the well-bred Group 1 winners, and we have to get sort of siblings and things or the ones that sort of have been passed up a little bit by the Australian studs.
Now, it's interesting, for those who are unaware, Irish Flame being by Zed, and as you mentioned, he was down for 500. I think before he covered Thoroughbred Mares, he covered just Hacks.
Yeah, he did. He started off at Little Avondale Stud, and he spent about 3 years there, and then the support waned, and he was sent down to the high country in the South Island. I think he was just basically serving a sort of, you know, crossbreed, a few Clydesdales and things, basically sort of workhorses down the South Island on stock stations. So he obviously got a couple of decent horses, such as Survived, who I think these days racing in South Australia. He was a Group 1 winner here, and they brought him back into basically service.
Well, he's throwing Group 1 winners. I'd like to see something by him out of a Clydesdale, whacked out in a cart. He'd be like something the Roman Warriors in a chariot. It'd show a bit of pace, wouldn't it?
Might get around the ploughing down the South Island at pretty good speed, yeah.
Knock over a paddock in 15 minutes. Now, the fifth is the Bone Crusher New Zealand Stakes, the Wait for Age race, 2,000 metres here. Alan Sharrock's got a pretty handy horse, Kawhi. He's won six Group 1s.
Yeah, and he was really good. He got his latest win in the Hathaway Farm Wait for Age Classic at Otaki last time. That was over 1,600 metres. Of course, he'd been over and raced in Perth without much success over in the late spring there. He'd come back and run fifth in his first up run over 1,400 metres, stepped up 16 and got a deserved win, and he's back up 2,000 metres now. He's won the Zabil Classic over 2,000 metres at Ellerslie under Wait for Age conditions, and he's the clear class horse in the race. He can do a few things wrong, and Barry One's probably not his best friend in this race, but yeah, he's a class horse, and he should be winning. I've marked him in the red. I think he's $1.85 with our TAB here, so he's got to be the horse to beat. Probably the danger, I think, is Authentic Paddy. He's a horse who handles any conditions. He's just a tough grinder who's multiple Group 1 plays but never been able to pick up one at the top level, and I had Consensus in there as well, who did win the Zabil Classic on Boxing Day at Ellerslie, and she's a tough horse as well, but Carwick's clearly the horse to beat.
Roger James has got a horse who's on the way up, a horse called Von Tunzelman. Is this just a bit too hard for him at Wait for Age?
Probably. He was a listed handicap winner last time out under 53 kilograms. Now he has to step up and race Carwick on level weight, so he's up 6 kilograms on that list and went into a Group 1 Wait for Age. It's probably a bit tough, but he's really progressive. He's got a lot of upside. He was a Zabil 4-year-old out of a really nice mare, Jadane, that was a Group 1 place getter a few years ago. And it just maybe it's just not his time yet, but he's got the potential, and you never know. If you're in a Group 1 race and maybe the favourite doesn't turn up on his best form, then maybe he's an upset chance.
Now, Aidan, we go to the Auckland Cup, 3,200 metres, race 6 in the day. You'd imagine they'll be chopping into it a bit by then. Do we start to look for horses who are two-mile winners, horses like Jack Star, or have you come up with something else?
Well, we did have Fanatic, who was in the Melbourne Cup. She was obviously in the Caulfield Cup and then got a spider bite, I think, 5 days out, so had to be scratched and brought home for that, sort of put a real spanner into her preparation. She's come back and had a heart fibrillation in the City of Auckland Cup, is still good enough to run 8th. And then her last two runs have been very, very good. Ran 4th in the Wellington Cup on an interrupted preparation, then 2nd to Von Tunzelman in that listed race at Muttermutter last time out. I think she's just crying out for 2 miles. Graham Sanders is a master at winning this race. He's won it many times before, and I think she's probably the horse to beat. Chanel was really good back on top of the ground in the Nathans, which is one of the traditional lead-ups. Just the rain been affected track might dilute chances. Jack Starr was super in that Wellington Cup, and obviously he's adept on rain-affected track conditions as well. So, and then obviously you've got a horse like Pentathlon, who was fourth in this race last year and did a run in the Melbourne Cup this year as well. So, yeah, I think you are looking for those tough, hardened stayers in this race.
Well, judging by what you said's gone wrong with Fanatic, they'll need to win to pay the vet bills by the sounds of it. It's had a few things go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. She was a New Zealand Oaks winner this time last year, so she's got a lot of upside. I think this will probably just be a springboard to getting her back into Australia. I think she's well up to sort of Cup's potential in Australia sometime down the track.
And interesting thing for punters having a bet on the Auckland Cup today too, Aidan, when you're looking at 16 runners, six of them being ridden by the ladies, and I tell you what, I'd be happy to throw the colours to any one of these girls who are riding. By gee, they can sit on well. Lisa Walpress, Danielle Johnson, Sam Spratt, Lisa Collett, they are terrific riders.
Yeah, they are, and we've probably got the best sort of roster of female riders anywhere in the world, I'd suggest, at the moment. Just the depth of them. Obviously, we've had Lisa Walpress up riding in Japan. She's you know, many times a Group 1 winner. Sam Spratt's a premiership winner here in New Zealand. And Rosie Myers, she was up in Hong Kong on Benzini only a matter of months ago in the Hong Kong Vase. So, yeah, they've all got, most of them have got international experience in here.
And there's another one not riding there. I'll tell you what, Samantha Wynn, the Irish girl, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's really consistent down south. And she's just sort of finishing up her apprenticeship at the moment. I think if she hasn't finished it already, and yeah, once she gets into seniors and a bit more of an opportunity, I think she might travel a bit more. She seldom rides a bad race anyhow, Sam.
I did laugh one day, Aidan, I interviewed her, and she said, your name's Sean Cosgrove, you're of Irish background too. I said, that's right. She said, that's all right, I'll speak slowly for you.
There's no doubt she's got that Irish character about her.
She's absolutely arrogant. She's a ripper. Yep. Mate, great to catch up. Really appreciate it, because there'll be a lot of focus on Ellerslie there today with those three Group 1s, and we look forward to those. I hope the rain eases and stays away, and you have a top day.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for the interest.
Terrific. Thanks, Aidan. Aidan Rodney joining us there from Over the Ditch in New Zealand there with the three Group 1s today. 10:30 Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, Storm prop Jesse Bromwich has moved a step closer to a return tonight against the Broncos, with coach Craig Bellamy selecting him in his 19-man squad. Bromwich has until 1 hour before kickoff to prove his fitness, with the New Zealand international looking to be a key inclusion against fierce rivals, the Broncos, at Amy Park. Canberra will face the West Tigers on Sunday, with both teams coming off a loss in round two. After their 42-16 defeat by the Sharks, Raiders forward Luke Bateman told the Big Sports Breakfast this morning that the focus in training this week has been on ball possession. Nick Kyrgios will meet Novak Djokovic in a round of 16 fixture at Indian Wells, their second matchup in a fortnight, with Kyrgios defeating Alexander Zverev in two sets to progress. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal will also play each other for the first time since their Australian Open final. And in the UEFA Champions League this morning, Monaco have defeated Manchester City 3-1 to make them 6-6 on aggregate, but Monaco will go through to the quarterfinals on the away goal rule. And Atletico Madrid and Bayer Leverkusen drew 0-0. Madrid progress 4-2 on aggregate. In other news, one person has died and a woman is trapped after a head-on collision on the Golden Highway near the Singleton Army Base this morning. The accident happened around 7:40 a.m. Emergency crews are working to free the woman, believed to be in her 40s, who has suffered chest and back injuries. Another man, aged in his 20s, was earlier freed from the wreckage with a fractured knee and abdominal injuries. A 19-year-old man was also killed in a separate accident in Rutherford after his car veered off the road and struck a power pole near Maitland. An expert on black lung disease has told a parliamentary inquiry that the disease has likely contributed to the deaths of coal workers for decades, even though it was believed to have been eradicated. Dr. Robert Cohen says authorities should have been suspicious of the absence of black